должна била.
Autumn of 1903, and Sherlock Holmes was about to retire to his bee farm on the Sussex Downs. I must confess, Mr. Bartell, that my heart was heavy during those last few weeks we spent at Baker Street. I thought of the countless adventures that we'd shared together. I remembered those many evenings of quiet comradeship and companionship. A fire blazing away in the hearth as Holmes lay back in the shadows playing his beloved violin. And then, Mr. Bartell, as so often happened, there'd be a violent jangle on our doorbell and some wretched soul in misery would be standing before us and pouring out his troubles. Suddenly the violin would be discarded and Holmes the dreamer would become Holmes the man of action.
Up to what looks like a deserted well.
Hurry, old chap. Don't let her out of our sight.
She's opened the door without knocking. She's gone in.
We'll wait here for a moment or two, and we'll follow her. I have a feeling that your old friend, Professor Poulin, is not far away, Watson.
Yes, you're probably right. I hope we can do something to protect him from the consequences of what he's done. It might easily mean the finish of a brilliant career.
I'll do everything in my power, but you know as well as I do...
Look. She's pedals coming out again.
Yes, and she's in trouble. Come on. Mrs. Pendle, what's wrong?
I don't know how you know my name or who you be, but you ask me what's wrong. They tell me to come here to this address, and I find a doctor who'd help my face. I comes here, and what do I find?
What did you find, madam?
A corpse, sir. That's what I find. A dead man lying there in a great pool of his own blood.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove. Hey, it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves. DJ, gonna burn this goddamn house right now.
A great fool of his own blood.
You'll hear the rest of Dr. Watson's story in just a second. So I'm just going to remind you that there's one wine which everyone likes and which is good on any occasion. Petri California Sherry. You want a swell wine to serve before dinner? The perfect answer is Petri Sherry. If you want a wine that's delicious after dinner, or later in the evening when you're just talking things over with your friends, again you want Petri Sherry. And if you want a wonderful wine to serve at cocktail time, naturally you want Petri Sherry.
What did you find, madam?
A corpse, sir. That's what I find. A dead man lying there in a great pool of his own blood.
Thank you.
time to laugh as he sat here, crooked an arm around his throat. The finger marks on the right hand side of the neck. Here, and stabbed him in the chest.
And then withdrew the weapon and disappeared.
Leaving no traces, confound it. Dusty room is my ideal place for recording footprints, but a half a dozen footprints here. Mrs. Pendle, hello. What is the smaller woman, true?
The head of Gary's Hughes, his assistant.
Undoubtedly, that really proves nothing except that she's here with him. But please stop anyway. Question is, go on. Go outside, look, Mrs. Pendle again.
What a shocking way to die.
What a great loss to science.
I suppose the murderer must have stolen the radium. We found no trace of it in there.
Undoubtedly, the possession of the radium was the motive for the murder. Mrs. Pendle.
The poor man is dead, aren't you, sir?
I'm afraid so, madam.
I knew it. I never should have come here. I never should have left Dr. McDonald.
Mrs. Pendle, let me ask you a question.
I can't be answering no questions, sir. I don't know nothing about how the poor soul got himself murdered. What would a poor woman like me know about
the murder? No, my friend isn't suggesting at all that you know
anything
about the murder.
What do you want to know, sir?
Who told you to come to this address, please?
Got me looking so crazy.